This is JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick
on Lincoln's Kicks 96.9.
So, you guys hear anything good on the radio lately?
Come look at this fellow on the radio. He looks just like you.
Call me on my radio.
Great heavens. What kind of radio show is this?
It's pretty good. It's a little too good.
Y'all ready for the big show?
I guess so.
Let's go.
It's the Kicks Morning Show. JP, Coriel, Husker Nick. Good morning. Welcome back. It's Monday, May 3rd. Good morning, Coriel.
Good morning.
Good morning, Husker Nick.
Good morning, guys.
How was everybody's weekend?
Yeah, Husker Nick, how did softball go?
It was good. Long day. Too windy out, but it was fun.
Dang.
Too windy? I thought wind helps hit home runs.
Well, JP, it depends on which way it's blowing.
Oh, okay. Well, fun.
Could not work in your favor, I suppose.
Because if you're used to hitting home runs and all you have to do is hit small ball, you got to kind of
those dingers.
More just like when you go golf and it's really windy. It just takes a lot out of you.
Yeah. Nope. I get that, too. Ugh. That's for sure. Luckily enough, I think we're probably not going to golf today, anybody, because it's rainy out.
Yeah. I have to play volleyball today, though.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
I mean, that might happen. This storm might roll through. It was supposed to start up at like what 7 or 8 last night.
Well, yeah, it was supposed to be an actual like storm, and I don't think I ever. I mean, it was around us a little bit, but I never saw or heard anything through Lincoln.
Yeah,
maybe like really early morning hours, but just rain.
It looks like you'll be able to play volleyball in some muddy sand because it's supposed to end by about noon today.
Oh, yeah. I have a pair of Under Armour shoes that are my sand shoes. Even though I know that they make specific shoes for this occasion or like sand socks or whatever, I'm not that fancy.
What are sand socks?
I don't know. Just that you can wear them so it's easier to be in the sand. Because sometimes the sand can get really cold.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Done that before.
Unless you're burying your feet in there, but you need to be moving, so you can't do that.
Yeah.
But I've got a pair of really old Under Armour shoes that there is basically no sole left. Like, there's no tread. So they're basically just like thick, like hard socks.
Hard socks for you.
Yeah. So I can maneuver in the sand in them pretty well. I'll probably wear those tonight.
Have you ever done mud volleyball?
Yes. Yes. It's super fun.
Okay, it seems like it would be super strenuous.
It's just a good time.
Yeah, I guess, kind of.
As long as the weather's decent for it. And
yeah.
It
can get more like questionable and disgusting than anything.
Okay.
Especially if you're doing like a tournament and it's like baking out, the sun's high. It feels good for like 2 seconds, then it gets like warm. And then people have like sunscreen on too, so then there's a film on top of it.
Oh,
their bodies are like bathing it all day long.
Yeah.
Kind of like the film you were wearing when you showed up at the tailgate on Saturday morning.
1,000%. 1,000%.
Well, I'm sure we're going to talk about that.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure at some point in time.
Being that you've gone viral now on the internet.
Dumb.
Just because of one photo.
Not really.
You're blowing up. You're trending.
Whatever. Oh, God. That's the last thing you need is me trending in the news.
That's true. I don't think we need that at all. Well, however your weekend went, we're going to have a lot of fun for you this morning. Here's what
happens next. Here's what's next with the JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick show.
We will tell you about a literal S show that happened recently. We'll also, speaking of S shows, we'll talk about Make It Right Monday and try to help Kelly figure out things with that. We will get you a rundown of everything that went down at the first and best spring game tailgate party we've ever had, I think.
Yeah, it was so fun.
And a lot more, including more free.
This is JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
In the morning. On Kicks 96.9.
You've been hit by, you've been struck by a smooth criminal.
We'll start today with a couple of escapees. I feel like these folks wanted to prove they didn't belong in an assisted living home. After all of this, it's pretty hard to argue with them.
Okay.
So back in March, an elderly couple broke out of an assisted living home in Lebanon, Tennessee. It turns out the husband used to be in the military and he was trained in Morse code.
Okay.
That trained him to memorize patterns.
Beautiful.
So he listened to the staff punch in the key code for the door. And eventually he cracked it so they could get out.
That is amazing.
That is great.
They were found like 30 minutes later after they escaped. They were just going out for a walk.
30 minutes.
30 minutes.
Dang.
Which is just fantastic. The fact that he used Morse code to figure out the code to get out of their assisted living place.
That's outstanding.
That is wild.
That's like other level stuff.
Right.
That's great.
Then a woman in Elkhorn, Maryland, apparently had enough of something. She lived in a home with three other people and is accused of setting numerous fires in the home while the other residents were in the basement.
Oh, wow.
Oh, God.
Witnesses say she set the fires and would walk outside and sat in a lawn chair on the front yard with a book as the fire engulfed the home. One neighbor actually caught it on video. And Gail Metwally has now been charged with attempted murder, arson,
assault. What a pyro.
All kinds of stuff.
That's terrible.
Something went down that she just wanted to watch the world burn.
Literally, quite literally wanted to watch the world burn. Having a bad day.
Yeah. What a horrible way to go, too.
The milk expired. Like,
that's just terrible.
Right? You're just stuck in the house and you had no idea. You're down in the basement maybe playing Fortnite or whatever and... Gail has started the house on fire and left you in there.
Isn't that the sister's name from Linda on Bob's Burgers?
I don't know. Gail, I don't watch Bob's Burgers, but I believe
it. God, I love it. Gail.
And finally, our final smooth criminal. This is definitely a creative way of trying to save some budget on your wedding. And by creative, I mean your future wife is going to kill you when she finds out about this. So,
what happened?
A wedding singer and musician in the UK posted a screenshot on Facebook of some text messages he got from the groom who was trying to book him for his wedding.
Okay.
The groom says he couldn't pay him in money, but if the guy performed, he'd get food, beer, and quote, "I'll put in a good word with the bridesmaids. I'm sure I can lock down and get them like wild animals."
Stop. What?
Maybe.
This man is insane.
You don't know these bridesmaids.
Right. Oh, man.
That could be true.
So the wedding singer turned him down because he needed the money, but the groom kept trying, and eventually the groom called the wedding singer, quote, ungrateful for turning down his offer of the bridesmaids.
Sir, that's like an arranged marriage. You can't just be like, take a run of the mill.
Right.
Like, you can't just offer them up.
Which one of my ladies do you like?
This is how he's getting out of being in trouble for not having this guy there. He's like turning it around and being like, ladies, he thinks you're all ugly. That's right. The reason.
Yeah. And they're like, yes. And now they're going to show up outside of his house with pitchforks. Yeah.
Right. Never mind. He was like pimping them out. Like, he's just like, yeah, he thinks you're all just ugly and he won't date you. Or,
look, honey. You know. Look, I tried. This man is just ungrateful.
Yeah. It's not my fault. It's your fault for not being attractive enough for him to say yes.
Oh, my God.
And then they're like, oh. Turn this around on us, will you?
Oh, right. Yeah. Gaslight me some more, sir.
It's pretty diabolical, but brilliant.
Coming up next. Go. Next with the JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick Show.
Coming up, we'll get you some nitty-gritty from Music City. We'll get you good things to start your day. And if you got a good thing, let us know. Facebook or Twitter, KX969.
When I wake up.
Ooh. Wake up. Kix Mornings with JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
On Lincoln's Kix 96.9.
Eric Church is climbing the charts. Casey Musgraves now serves snow cones on the streets. There's a new music breakdown and a brand new song from Mitchell Tenpenny.
Getting you in the know from Music Row.
Check this out. Coriel has your nitty gritty from Music City on Kix 96.9.
Well, just 1 week after Eric Church's Heart debuted at 5 on the Billboard 200 album, the third part of his Heart and Soul project, Soul, debuts at 4.
Oh, wow.
Eric Church has moved 53,000 equivalent album units of Soul, 43,000 of which were in traditional album sales, which is really awesome, making it the top selling album of the week.
Very cool.
Which we pretty much expected anyways, yeah. But you know, he's doing great. Casey Musgraves was doing a little moonlighting over the weekend. Instead of being the mega superstar that Casey Musgraves is, an amazing human being, she was serving snow cones out of like a snow cone truck.
Oh, nice. All right.
She last week she shared a selfie with the caption, "Any snow cone stands hiring right now?" And apparently the answer was yes. Because Nashville's blue monkey-shaved ice truck slid into her DMs, and she actually went and hung out and like gave out free snow cones
to
fans.
That's impressive.
Yeah, so of course people came out in droves to meet Casey. The line stretching down the street. She says it's been a lifelong dream, just because, like, you know, a free snow cone will make pretty much anybody happy. And Casey Musgraves is all about making sure that you feel good and happiness and all those rainbows and butterflies, of course. So
nice.
It makes sense that she absolutely wanted to hand out some joy to people on the streets. Just 1 week after releasing the tune Fill Them Boots, Chris Lane is following it up with another song called Summer Job Money. Here's a little sneak peek.
17, we would probably blow all of this summer
Yes, Chris Lane said, quote, this song came in and I listened to it for the first time and knew I wanted to record it. He wanted a nice summertime kind of throwback song. So.
Yeah.
And then also new music. Maddie and Tay recently released the new song, Woman You Got, which Maddie tells people that it was easy to write just because this is one of the most biographical songs that they've written. And here's a sneak preview of that. So you may recognize the song just because it came out a little while ago, but seriously, it is a bop. I'm so excited to have Maddie and Tay
super popular
back on the radio for sure.
And we'll get them and Mitchell Timpani down with us at Country Stampede.
Yes, and speaking of Mitchell Timpani, he's got a new song too, and I think we should just listen to the full thing.
I agree.
Let's do the new music today from Mitchell Timpani to Us It Did with the Nitty Gritty from Music City. I'm Coriel on Kix 96.9.
It didn't really take 100 years to get to 21. It didn't take a whole case of beer to have a little fun. And a fire don't need gasoline and a black cat to get lit, no. But to us it did. That first kiss didn't really get you higher than the moon. And taking hits off cigarettes didn't really make you cool. That first check from that first job don't really make you rich. Our trucks didn't really go 200 miles an hour. That small town we ran around ain't supposed to feel that big. Shots of Jack and shoulder pads don't give you superpowers. Wrong don't right, dirt don't shine, time don't fly, but to us it did. Star in a broken heart don't really break. Don't mean you ain't a man if you didn't cliff jump into that lake. That corner spot at McDonald's lot don't mean a lot to most kids. Oh, but to us it did.
This is what's next with JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
That doesn't get you up and wake you up.
Yeah, no kidding.
I don't know what would. That's new from Mitchell Timpani called To Us It Did. We'll see that live at Country Stampede, the biggest part of the summer with him and Maddie and Tay that night. Sam Hunt will be that Friday night. A great lineup.
That's a stellar lineup.
Yeah, and even more with Luke Combs on Saturday, Gabby Barrett and Riley Green on Thursday. Tickets at campsites for Camp Kicks at KZKX.com for Country Stampede. On the way, some good things to start your day. And if you got a good thing, shout it out by direct messaging us on Facebook or Twitter, KX969.
Wake up, y'all.
You know where to find me.
In the morning,
This is JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick
on Kix 96.9.
Tell me something good.
Time for some good things. And again, if you ever have a good thing you need us to tell people about, we'd be glad to do it. Just reach out Facebook, Twitter, KX969 with a direct message. Or you can just email me, JP at KZKX.com. And we'll be glad to get it on for you and help support whatever's going down. Coriel, what's yours today?
My good thing, my goodness, I'm so excited, is Thelma Sutcliffe. I hope I'm pronouncing the last name correctly. She's 114 years old.
Wow.
This Omaha, Nebraska woman is now the oldest living American.
Wow.
America's oldest living person.
Oh, nice. So cool.
Yep. So she is also officially the seventh oldest person in the entire world. After 115-year-old Hester Ford unfortunately died in North Carolina earlier this month. So she now is the seventh oldest person in the world, but the oldest living American person. So that's pretty pretty cool.
Really,
she was born in 1906. She has battled two bouts of breast cancer over the course of her life.
She's seen both pandemics.
She's then seen both pandemics, yes. And her biggest wish is to have dinner in person with her longtime friend after the COVID restrictions are completely lifted.
Oh, yeah. Nice.
So obviously, she's she's a higher risk, of course. So she just wants to get to that dinner with her longtime friend and have a good time. So this is so my good thing to Thelma. That's just, and what a cool name.
Yeah. Oh, let's get the.
Yeah.
Oscar Nick, your good thing.
My good thing. The NFL draft over the weekend, there was a lot of guests. Presenters, you had all sorts of different charities being represented. You had Hall of Fame players going up there. You had fans that went up and presented for different teams. And in this case, for the Kansas City Chiefs, two fans went up there, a man and a woman. They were dating, and then this happened.
Also, Brianna, in the words of our favorite superhero, Wade Wilson, you're the jigsaw piece whose curvy edges complete my life.
Wow.
Will you marry me?
Yeah!
And he proposes to her with a ring pop, just like in Deadpool. Like it's a whole Deadpool theme.
Awesome.
To it, which must be their just end all be all favorite thing. And
oh,
he just
God, that's
nails
so cool.
It. So, and then they just kiss, and now they're engaged.
Aww,
so,
what a great
it's so
moment.
Cool.
Yay.
That's such a fun moment.
I love the Deadpool references, too.
Yeah.
So awesome.
That's so much fun.
Tell me something good.
My good thing is a shout-out to everybody who was a part of the Lincoln Marathon yesterday, including our friend Chris Whitney, who was running for MS.
Yes.
My friend Shauna and Christy and Jeff and Nicole Essink and their family. And then it was brought to my attention by friend Ashley, who listened to the show. It's like, you got to tell the story of the Cobza family, because Sydney Cobza was going to run in the race, and then her husband Tony showed up with her and then stripped down to running gear.
Okay.
And Tony, so in her tweet, it was sent to me by Ashley. He's like, Tony surprised me this morning by putting on a bib and running the Lincoln Half Marathon. He's been training in secret as a gift for our upcoming 10-year wedding anniversary.
Oh, that's so cool.
Because she's like, with that and the spectators give me the burst to my PR. Personal
Beautiful.
Record in the race. So
that's cool. Nice.
That's really cool of Tony to do that. And subsequently,
Tony, that's some dedication.
Yeah, with that tweet, he says, the only person in the world that could get me to run a half marathon is Sydney. So that's
I love
pretty
it.
Cool
that,
thing.
That's a really, really cool.
That's a fun. There's a bunch of great stories that came out of Lincoln Marathon. So kudos to anybody who can run a long ways.
I think somebody, a friend of mine from college, Lisa, posted a picture, and she said, the last sign I saw was something that said, you look like another word for poop.
Oh.
A sign said, like, you look like poop, but keep going. Something like that.
You look like S, but keep going.
Yeah, I think that's so funny.
That's really funny.
Yeah.
So kudos to everybody who ran the marathon, supported those that were running the marathon, then surprised their significant others by running in the marathon.
What?
I'll explain coming up. But another good thing, more Eric Church free tickets coming up your way too.
Come on, man. Hey. This is JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
Brightens up your day
on Kix 96.9.
Cowboy.
Wanna be a cowboy, baby. With a top left back and
so some people know who Kid Rock is. Cowboy, a little bit of what he does for a living. But he also has a side gig. With a place called Kid Rock's Big Ass Honky Tonk Rock and Roll Steakhouse.
Which is a great name.
It's on Lower Broadway in Nashville. And apparently, over the weekend, there was a man who was stirring up some S at the bar.
Okay.
And by that, we mean he has removed his colostomy bag and was flinging literal poo around at others.
That's gross.
According to Scan Nashville, which is a Twitter account, this was the third time police had been in contact with that man that night.
No!
Oh, man.
And he had previously refused medical attention both times.
Okay. Okay, so was it the bag? So the contents were still inside of the bag, and he's flinging the bag around,
the tweet said
taking this time bomb, or
from the Nashville Scanner. Male took off his colostomy bag and started swinging it at others. Some units have feces on them. This is the third time I've heard this colostomy bag guy this past two nights.
So
apparently he was going on a weekend bender with
not gonna fly.
His bag of S and deciding to.
What could possess somebody to...
Why in the world?
Oh, no.
Would that be something you would do?
No. What? No, I would never do that. Who does that?
That's gross.
Other than this man.
So, yeah, there's no indication whether this man was actually inside the bar out on the bar that is, out at Kid Rock's bar, or out on the street.
Are you okay?
Yeah, I just, the word bar for some reason was making
me stumble. It's tripping us all up this morning.
But this is where, I mean, wearing a mask comes in handy.
I guess, yeah.
The poo flinging,
act like they were wearing one in Broadway.
The officers were, though.
Okay, well, that's good. That's good.
Because they're the ones who got covered in most of it.
Oof.
One of the officers actually had to go home and change clothes.
No.
I mean, they all should have. I don't care if you got one little nugget or if you got, like, half the bag.
One little nugget.
Yeah. You're changing that outfit.
That also is coincidentally where Morgan Wallen got arrested as well.
Is it? Wow.
Well, yeah, because it was a Kid Rock's
The
Honky Tonk or whatever, you know? So it's just kind of funny.
You could throw a rock and hit a building he's probably been arrested at.
No kidding.
Probably.
Goes to show that if you are looking to either get arrested or fling your poo, the place you could probably get away with it for at least a few seconds would be
at Kid Rock's
Honky Tonk.
Well, it just also goes to show that it pays to pay attention to, like, the police scanner Twitter accounts. Like, this is Scan Nashville, but Omaha_scanner is another good one.
Yes. Oh, I
sent this one
them.
To you guys last week.
Yeah.
A call that a medic's en route with a code 2, 30-year-old male with a zip tie around his berries.
Yes.
Medics are not going to attempt to snip anything at this time. Vitals stable.
Oh, no. So that was out of Omaha.
out of Omaha.
Incredible. Yeah, it definitely pays to follow those scanner accounts.
And, bless it. I have fun, but not colostomy bag flinging around fun.
You know, and it's like, I understand at that point.
Zip ties around your berries fun.
If you want to just, you know, be able to have some fun and, you know, look at this cool party trick. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. At least do it in your own home.
Right. Or privacy of your backyard.
You can't be going out to bars in Broadway in Nashville and flinging around your poop bag. You can't do that.
No, don't do it.
I'm sorry.
Don't apologize.
Here's what's next with the JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick show.
Not that to apologize about. I was like, no, you do not do this. Stop it.
I think that now I now have a new, like, irrational fear, but it's not even irrational anymore because it has happened. So now I'm afraid of that.
Coming up, we'll get you what's trending. We'll get a Mega Ride Monday, and we'll get you more free tickets to see Eric Church today.
Get up, y'all. This is JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
Every morning.
In the morning.
On Kix 96.9.
Check this out.
Here's what's trending
online now.
Who is going down?
Right here. On Kix
96.9. Now the NFL draft has come and gone. And we managed to see a couple Huskers go in the draft in the final day. Brandon Hymus and Matt Farniok.
Hey, way to go, guys.
Brandon's going to the Chargers and Farniok to the Cowboys.
Nice.
And then with the undrafted free agent angle, DiCaprio Boodle is going to be playing for the Chiefs.
I love that name.
Yeah,
one of the best names out there. Dedrick Mills going to be with the Lions, and Jack Stoll going to be with the Eagles. So
cool.
Good luck to those guys as they got picked up in the NFL draft. Always exciting, and glad to keep that tradition alive for Huskers in the draft.
No kidding.
A big deal.
One!
Our big deal. was the spring football game and football being back in Lincoln, Nebraska. Yeah.
Man.
How many people ended up going to the game?
Out of our crew?
No,
total.
No.
I'm not sure if they've put out a total number yet.
It looked pretty full.
They did a good job of social distancing people. Yeah, for what the attendance was.
Nice.
But we did pretty well. It was a lot of fun in the rail yard, and a shout out to everybody who came and hung out and said hello to us.
Yeah, how was the atmosphere? Was it awesome? People were probably jacked up.
It was incredible. It was absolutely incredible. You could tell that people were just excited to be around another human.
Yeah, hopefully getting back to normal.
Yeah.
That's what they're hoping.
And with the vaccination rate, too, I mean, it was tough because, you know, you'd see people around with masks, but you didn't see quite as many. And I understand that aspect, but gosh, it just felt so good knowing that I'm fully vaccinated. And I know you can still technically get COVID. I understand that. But I just, oh, God, it was so, so flippin' nice to see people actually happy. And I mean, there were some people were, you know, obviously getting wild, getting after it, sure, but it wasn't like, you know how sometimes game days can be just like a big sloppy mess sometimes.
Right.
It just felt really nice, at least to kick off the day with the kickoff party. Everyone just kind of like milled around with their group of people, and obviously you'd have to shove through the crowd a little bit to get to a drink or whatnot, but people just wanted to be outside standing around other humans and enjoying the sun and the breeze and the warmth.
Getting back to normal.
The energy was just so great. It was nothing but good vibes.
Nice. I know the recruits were tweeting out some really good stuff.
That's awesome.
That were just in awe of Husker fans and the way the atmosphere was. So that's good.
Speaking of the football side of things, anything in particular that stood out to you, Nick?
I thought Martinez played well. I told you that guy Yant is a monster.
Yeah, he was
number
fun
zero.
To watch.
He's freshman. He's like 250 pounds. Coaches were saying we gotta get him on a little bit of a diet, knock him down about 10 pounds, and then he'll be ready to play.
The best comment I heard was from Joe from KFRX. He had a chance to take him and his wife Stephanie with us to the spring game in their first ever experience. He's like, watching that Yant guy play, it's like watching a pinball just bouncing off of guys running down the field, just knocking people over.
Yeah, he's a hefty boy. Hey, Bill Moose said 8 wins. All right, let's do this thing.
I'm just so excited for regular season. And like, I mean, this is going to be amazing.
And then they
the crowd it attracts. Oh, yeah. I always forget how amazing it is.
And then ended with Heinrich Harburg with the touchdown pass to win the game.
But,
told you, Heinrich. That was one of the names
you
that
did.
Gave you guys
you
on.
Did. You did. You mentioned
player.
Him.
And he'll be a good player.
But I think the highlight of the entire day was the photo that was put up of Coryell from the night before.
Yes.
Which is now trending regionally, if not nationally.
Oh, yeah, right.
What's the photo? Is the one of you crying?
Yes, because of...
Because you're puking?
Because of me hugging the toilet bowl, because apparently I just can't party like I thought I could.
You're getting old, Coryell. So this was that morning, right?
Yes, yeah, this is the morning of. I was an hour and a half late to the kickoff party because I was too busy.
What did I tell
vomiting.
Everybody, too? Gosh, I was a prophet on Friday.
Yeah,
well,
Katie
said noon.
Didn't
Katie
I say?
What did you say?
You said 11:30. I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, it was 11:20. She showed up.
Yeah, it was 11:20.
Yeah.
So
I have to send an apology to Dwayne. I met Dwayne. JP, you introduced me to him.
Yeah, Dwayne.
Yeah, Dwayne. He works for the corrections.
Yeah, he drives prisoners and stuff for the corrections.
And they listen to the show, which is really cool. But he gave me plenty of crap about it because I was definitely late and he expected me to be there at 10 a.m. like I said I was going to be. And it was
almost
not.
Almost 14,000 people have seen that photo on Facebook.
Oh, that's great. Yeah,
what time does the segment start? Or what time do we do? Is it 10? Corey will be there at 11:30.
That's what's trending.
Next with the JP Coryell and Husker Nick show.
Coming up, it's always a little bit more scary when you're dealing with a husband and a wife. But we've got a Make It Right Monday. Kelly needed to make it right by his wife. We'll talk with him in minutes.
Yeah, you messed up. Everything was wrong. And JP Coryell and Husker Nick are here to help. Make it right. It's Make It Right Monday. on Kix 96.9.
Kelly needs us to help make a rap by his wife, and we are up for the challenge. Good morning, Kelly.
Morning.
So, give us a little background. What'd you do?
Yeah, what'd you do?
So, I was watching one of your Nitty City from Music City videos.
Okay. What's that?
Coryell was a smoke show.
Coryell the smoke show?
Hold on. We gotta say, whoa.
Wait a second. What'd you just say?
What?
Yeah, Coryell is hot. What? Super, super hot.
Ow! Wait, hold on.
You literally were taken aback.
Hold on.
Your whole body went backwards.
Are you sure you saw me?
You drink beer, you listen to country music, you go morel hunting. What is not to find hot about that?
Oh, okay.
He listens to the show.
I'm sorry, but I don't see the problem here. I don't know what you got to make right.
I'm married.
Oh, no, not again. I'd miss that part, sir.
Sorry. So I'm talking about my wife. She's mad at me.
Okay.
Yeah.
Why is she mad?
My wife is mad at me. I said, you're a smoke show. She got mad. I don't know why.
Coryell, I'm sorry. I keep laughing every time he says smoke show.
Back it up, Terry. What are you doing, Terry? Okay, here, listen. Kelly, hold on.
So you told your wife.
Please tell me that you are not doing Make It right now because you meant. Okay. So you said that you thought I was attractive and your wife is now upset?
Yeah. You're a jaw dropper.
Wow.
Oh, my God. No.
You made his wife jealous.
He thinks you're the bee's knees. Cat's meow.
Okay, well, that's very flattering. Thank you.
Smoke show. You're a dime
piece.
Hold
on. I can't fight anybody. I can't. Oh, no.
Neither can she. She's not a fighter. No, I don't worry about that.
Okay, so you told your wife that Coryell is a dime piece, and she got mad about it?
I am genuinely baffled.
Yeah, it was a kind of offhand comment. Coryell, I don't think that your type is a kind of a pudgy dude in his late 30s, so I don't think there's any worry there.
Oh my God.
I don't know.
Hold on, Coryell's not on like your exception list, is she? Where if like you actually ran into her, you could mac on her,
the
and
list.
Your wife had to just let it.
The celebrity list?
Like the celebrity list.
Oh my God.
Coryell.
Kelly, you do not pee as me here. I don't have to be on your hall pass list, okay? I do not need you to make me feel better
Coryell.
Here.
Wow.
No, let's figure this out with your wife because she has to. She cannot genuinely be upset. Is she actually upset?
So I thought she was playing a bit. I thought she was continuing the bit. And then like the next morning, still mad.
Wow.
Did you refer to Coryell as a straight baddie when you were talking to her? Is that how you said it?
Wow.
My exact word was smoke show.
Smoke show.
Oh, Coryell, that's so nice. Oh, my God.
I mean, you do have some very good photos of yourself on.
But it's like, what line. Do you. But first of all, Kelly.
What?
Wait.
Hold on. Back the truck up.
She gets all JV. Well, you get all dressed up. You and
Are
Liz.
Are we talking about her, like, OnlyFriends?
No. I'm talking about her good time gals on Facebook when you guys get all dolled up for, like, concerts and stuff.
Back it up. You guys.
You are presentable.
You guys are going to give me. I'm going to have a conniption. It's only fans, not only friends. And also,
Coryell,
it's Nitty Gritty from Music City. He's in Music City, so that's funny, it's Kelly.
City.
The City. It's the City from City City. But so, was I wearing a wig?
We gotta go back later and replay JP saying that, because halfway through he realized how creepy it was.
Kelly, was I wearing a wig in my Nitty Gritty? Was it the red one or the blue one or something? Or like what's the deal?
I mean, it was sort of a general. I guess at the time you were. Yeah, I think you were wearing a red one, but it's just sort of a general.
That seems to be a popular one.
Okay.
Duly noted. Well, now I guess. So then I guess now I feel now I'm in this. I guess.
Yeah, you're deep in this.
Yes. So that means then we have to call.
We got to call his wife. Lauren.
You're a straight up cupcake.
All right, well, it'll be fine.
No.
Well, it's because there's nothing behind it. We've got to defend you and
know,
also help Kelly
like
make it right.
I hate confrontation.
It's gonna
I just
be.
I feel like if I apologize to her with you,
Yes.
Okay. It deflates it a little bit.
Like I said, I've been working very long to be this undesirable for a very long time. I will help flip that script for you.
When you apologize to your wife, just clarify that, like, Coriel's hot in, like, a How the Mouse in Fievel Goes West is hot kind of way.
Yeah, like a very confusing way.
Because they look
way.
The same.
Yeah.
And that's, okay.
We can do it. We'll do it.
All right. Hey, okay. Smoke Show, okay. Are you going to help him out or what?
Oh, yes.
It's all on you, Coriel.
I will help big all right. time.
Don't use your sexy voice, though, when we're talking in this next segment.
Oh, you mean like my honk laugh?
We could break out the honk laugh.
My
and see
chronic
if that helps.
Wheezing due to acid reflux.
Yeah, we could just play that.
Right.
She that can't was, be hot. Listen
that
to
that would
sound.
Scare her away. All right. Well, Kelly, we will give your wife Lauren a call and see if we can do you right here, okay?
Thank you very much.
Coming up next.
Yo!
This is What's Next with JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
If Coriel would be more than willing to put away the smoke machine.
I'm like shaking. I don't know.
You don't know what to do with
this
it.
This is funny.
All right, so we're going to call Kelly's wife and see if we can have the smoke show.
It'll be fine.
Clean things up for us with a Make It Right
like
Monday.
What?
Let us know how you'd react if your husband or significant other had some sort of reaction like this about a quote-unquote celebrity.
Oh, God.
You can let us know Facebook or Twitter, KX969, for Make It Right.
You're all alone at a party.
JP Coriel, Husker Nick, Kix 96.9, dealing with a Make It Right Monday, and someone is just too sexy for her own
too
good.
Sexy for my love. Love's going to leave.
At the smoke show, Coriel.
No.
Getting called out by Kelly's wife, Lauren. We're going to talk to Lauren coming up here in a bit, but the reaction so far on social media has
been...
It's
just funny. This is funny.
Tremendous. Fresh 402 says, first JP had some guy that said they were roommates in college to get a date. Now Coriel's is breaking up marriages. What's next for Husker Nick?
I'm not breaking up marriages. Good Lord.
Bobby Swanson on Twitter. I'm with Kelly. Coriel is a catch. She's on my local celebrity hall pass.
Okay. Oh, my God.
And Lip Gloss and Hot Sauce says, I dub the National Coriel Appreciation Day. Has anyone seen the crying photo from over the weekend? Like that right there.
Well, that crying photo is far, far too hot to handle. That should come like with an NSFW tag on it.
14,000
so
people
hot.
That have seen it.
My hangover face.
Coming up, it's we'll talk to Lauren and try to make it right.
And JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick are here to help.
Make it right.
It's Make It Right Monday on Kix 96.9.
All right, so if you're just joining us, the issue is with Kelly and his wife, Lauren.
I have received 3 Facebook friend requests already.
Yeah!
It's so funny.
So Kelly needs us to help make it right by his wife.
You should open up those DMs, Coriel.
No.
He was watching one of Coriel's Nitty Gritty for Music Cities on Facebook.
The City from City
yeah,
City?
Yeah, as he called it.
Yes.
He didn't know what the name was. He's like,
he's
the country music
thing.
He's too
busy staring at your gorgeous mug.
So he mentioned that Coriel is a smoke show and it pissed his wife off.
Wait, yeah, right. And it's like, well, first of all, that's so flattering and so nice. Just make sure you call her the smokiest show.
So she apparently stopped listening to the show. Because of the crush he has on Coriel.
Oh, no.
But he says, I'm married. It's not, this is not a big deal. Everybody has a famous person
it
crush.
It sounds like he was just trying to be funny.
Right.
And also it's like, come on.
Well, everybody has a famous person crush. I mean, there's that list.
Yeah. Right. So pick like, I don't know, a Kardashian or like Anna Kendrick.
He kind of did.
Right. He did.
What?
In a way.
Oh, well, Kim.
Because of Kim.
That's good, Husker Nick.
And so Kelly wants us to make it right by his wife, Lauren. And so we called her. All right, Kelly, so we got Lauren on hold. We're going to bring her into the show, and we'll chat with her and try to deflate the situation.
All right.
Are you ready, Coriel?
No.
Okay, here we go.
Okay.
Hi, Lauren.
Hi.
Hi, JP, Coriel, Husker Nick, the Kix Morning Show. How are you?
I'm good. I mean, I love you guys, but that hussy Coriel's on a show right now.
Yeah, she's here.
So you know Coriel.
Okay.
That's what that means.
Just for you, okay?
What? Okay.
You.
Oh!
You with all your floozy ass wigs that you're like being all sexual and provocative. Now my husband wants me to buy a wig because of you. And that mold that's on your face that may or may not be real. I don't even know. But this you and everything that you stand for, because now you're making my life hell.
Oh.
Stop acting like a whore and just do your job.
What?
Wow.
Do not talk to Coryell like that.
Okay. Ma'am.
Lauren.
Whoa.
Ma'am.
First of all, Lauren.
Hold on. You know what? Hold on. Insane to me because, okay. Well, first of all, I wanted to be funny and like, I'm like, smooth this over. But like, you do not get to talk to me like that because you do not know me like that, okay?
Right.
I'm sorry that your husband, I guess, thinks that my wigs are cool or whatever. But I'm sure he meant nothing by it. And it's like, you know what? You read a magazine, you look at social media, you read a freaking book, you'll see attractive people fundamentally. The fact that I'm even fundamentally attractive to this person that you are married to is beyond me. I am a depressed 29-year-old with lactose intolerance who rents a home. Like, there is nothing to be
done. She's very gassy,
and if you're that pressed about it, go get a wig. I'm sorry. I don't know. You know what? You don't get to talk to me.
No.
Like that. I'm sorry.
I shouldn't have to get a wig. Now he wants me to get a wig.
Okay, well, that's not my problem.
You guys have these, like, fantasies.
Ooh.
You know, when you should just be a radio host and do your job. Like stop.
Guess what? I do my job. I do my job very well. I'm a salary. I earn salary. I do my job very well, Lauren. Thank you.
We're gonna put Lauren on hold.
Cut her off.
I can't. I'm sorry. I thought this was gonna be funny.
I did. Okay. She apparently is very, very heated.
And it's like, you know what? If you're gonna say hussy, do it with dollar signs. I'm gonna get that stitched into a pillow. Thank you, ma'am.
Yes.
Like, my God. I'm sorry, Kelly. That sounds like you've got a lot of work on your hands, to be honest.
Yeah. Kelly, we're sorry. I don't think there's any way we can.
I thought this was going to be like lighthearted and funny.
Right.
Coryell, she was.
When I said it.
Yeah.
Coryell, she was wrong on at least half of those things. So,
you know, at least a solid 30%.
No, I'd say about 70-80%.
Oh, only 70-80? You're not even 100% on my side.
Well, it's better than 30%.
Oh, Coryell, bless you for having a good sense of humor.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to go. You know what?
No, but you have a right to defend yourself.
I hate that. But that's
against somebody who's coming at you like that.
You can't come at me like that.
No, and you were trying to make it chill and try to help this gal understand that you are not interested in her man and that you're not desirable in any way.
She was more trying to convince him.
I'm not a desirable person.
Can I also bring up the fact that I am in a relationship?
Right.
I extra don't care.
Living with your boyfriend. I mean, seriously.
I don't know. But anyways, Kelly, that is very flattering. Thank you. I'm sorry that caused a riff. I guess I should probably tone down the wigs. I guess that red one's a little too saucy.
Jessica. Jessica Rabbit.
That crazy to your door.
All right. Well, Kelly.
Good luck, dude. I don't know what to tell you.
Good luck. We'll let you deal with this on your own. Sorry about that, man.
No hard feelings either. Maybe she's just having a rough time, though. I understand. So maybe she's having a rough time. Hopefully she doesn't talk to people like that anymore. But, who knows?
You know, we probably got a large group of listeners out there of husbands that are mad at their wives because they all think JP's hot. I hope we didn't just get them to not
call
the show.
Yeah, it's like, where's that where people are lusting after JP in his sleeveless hoodies?
I don't know how
exactly.
Many times.
He's wearing sleeveless
people
hoodies.
Have talked about Husker
on
Nick when he's walking around with his tops and bro tanks and his ion speaker in those arms. I mean...
JP's always, what?
Yeah,
people talk about
JP
you.
JP has noticed.
Yeah.
Wow,
I'm saying, this is what I hear.
There's
plenty of people that have talked about.
I hope your girlfriend
Husker
doesn't
Nick
get
his
mad at how you're talking about me right now.
And his bandanas at Country Stampede.
Oh, my God.
Oh.
I had a couple people ask. Anyway,
my blood pressure is like through the roof at the moment.
Well, we'll calm you down. We're going to let Kelly go. Kelly, buddy, thanks for listening to the show. And good luck.
Kelly, please keep listening.
Yeah,
bookmark the page.
Yeah, thanks, man. Wow.
Coryell, I got a text message from Rival Dad.
Right.
My best friend, who's better than me at everything. He says, holy S-bomb, let Coryell drop the hammer. By the way, he spelled your name Coriel.
God, I don't think in all of my 29 years I've ever seen it spelt like that. Like, good job, Rival
Dad.
That's
impressive,
thank you.
Rival Dad. Thank you for that one.
Yeah.
You did drop the hammer,
rightfully
so.
It feels weird to get all dicey like that.
The phones are blowing up, so
okay,
I think we
we'll
have
take
to take a song
calls.
Real quick.
I hope no one like hates
reaction.
Me right now.
I don't think anybody's going to hate you.
I know. I just like, kind of went in.
50-50.
Okay. I went in.
And understandably so. We'll take your calls here.
Ooh,
and any comments are popping up on Twitter as well. and Facebook too. KX969.
You messed up.
Wake up, wake up.
This is JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
On Lincoln's Kicks, 96.9.
Felt like it was going to be just a regular Make It Right Monday, and then all of a sudden it became an absolute throwdown. As Kelly's wife, Lauren, basically wants to fight Coriel.
This song does get me pumped up, though.
This would be probably your walkout music, walking into the octagon to take on Kelly's wife.
And I stand up there and I go, you're mean.
Yeah, because that's how you fight.
You're rude.
So if you missed it, you can catch on the replay coming up, but also Coriel and Kelly called Coriel the smoke show in front of his wife, and his wife just went off on Coriel. And I want to apologize from our crew because
she shouldn't
have done that, and we should have
didn't do anything.
You didn't do anything.
Okay. I yelled at her.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah.
Not like Coriel did, but which Coriel was all in the right.
That was exhilarating.
Our listeners have got your back as well. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning,
Coriel.
Hey, thank you.
Stand up for your rights, sir.
Exactly,
hey, John. Thank you. I appreciate that.
John's got your back. High kicks.
Hey, I think Coriel went easy on her.
Oh, really?
I think you should have laid the hammer down more.
Oh, dang. Dang. Well,
for
thank
going
you.
At
that
it
makes
like
you
that.
Feel a little better, I suppose.
I think Kelly needs a divorce, too.
Yeah, there's some problems, apparently.
Told you,
there.
Coriel's breaking up that house.
Oh, my God. This is insane.
That's bonkers.
I have a Twitter poll online asking people, did Coriel's overt sex appeal just break up that marriage?
Oh,
yes or no?
I hope it all says no. Or someone goes, what overt sex? They go, what's that? What?
The writing category.
Right now, people are like, was that a typo?
Hi, Kicks.
Hi, guys. This is Sarah from Crete.
Hi, Sarah.
Hello, guys. That woman needs to suck it. I kind of want to like punch her in the face.
Right?
Oh my God.
Coriel is awesome. She makes me smile and laugh every day. And there's just insecure people. She's an ass.
That's true. Hey, thank you, Sarah.
Thank you so much.
Love you, guys.
Sarah.
Love
thank
you too.
You.
She's awesome. On Twitter, Wit Too Legit to Quit says, seems like a poor excuse for a female. Missed the memo that real women support other women. She's clearly extremely insecure. Coriel is a smoke show, and her contagious laugh makes me snort laugh every day.
Whitney,
this
thank
is getting
you.
Too.
I'm sorry.
Now.
I'm just reading the. It makes me feel. I don't know. It makes me feel good. Then I suppose. I hate going in like that, but like that. Like, right. Don't you think that was like a little much?
It was a lot.
That was like kind of a lot.
She was obviously mad.
You know, I know. It's coming from a different place. It is coming from a place of insecurity and who knows what it's like behind closed doors. Right. So maybe they just have like a weird relationship and some issues going on right now and, you know, whatever.
Ooh,
take it out on me.
Good
but
point.
You did it on live air, so I'm going to have to like react.
There's a super solid point coming out on Twitter. The only sex appeal Coriel Thomas has is her arm candy.
And he tagged Jackson. Luke.
That is true. Jackson
oh God,
is arm candy.
For it. This is so funny.
Oh, yeah.
All right. And as much as we crumb on Iowa, I have to give a shout out to, it looks like, at Nadia Marianne 22. Moving to Iowa was the best decision. These radio shows are wild and out here, so she can hear me like riff on this, the lady from over in Iowa.
Thanks for jumping on, Nadia. And we're here for you until you come at us, and then we're going to defend ourselves.
Yeah.
By the way, quick update. We're sitting at 58% say yes, you broke up that marriage.
With JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
So there's Coriel. That debate on Twitter, KX969, and then also another debate involving towels. That's our Monday. It's coming up. EYB Love Inc., KX96.9, JP, Coriel, Husker Nick. Coming up, the great towel debate.
Hard-hitting content this morning.
All of it. We're just blowing it up. We'll get into that after Blanket's Kicks.
This is JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
In the morning.
On Kicks 96.9.
Here's what's next with the JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick show.
From the great towel debate to the latest in country music.
She said, baby, do you ever miss being alone?
I said, hell no, I don't. When I got what I got, I don't miss what I had. The old me before you belongs to the past. In the back of your mind, you might think there's something more I want. When I got what I got, girl, I don't. No, I don't. No, I don't. When I got what I got, girl, I don't.
When I wake up, ooh.
Wake up, Kix Mornings with JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick
on Lincoln's Kix 96.9.
Eric Church is climbing the charts. Casey Musgraves now serves snow cones on the streets. There's a new music breakdown and a brand new song from Mitchell Tenpenny.
Getting you in the know from Music Row.
Check this out.
Coriel has your nitty-gritty from Music City on Kix 96.9.
Well, just 1 week after Eric Church's Heart debuted at 5 on the Billboard 200 album, the third part of his Heart and Soul project, Soul, debuts at 4.
Oh, really?
Eric Church has moved 53,000 equivalent album units of Soul, 43,000 of which were in traditional album sales, which is really awesome, making it the top-selling album of the week.
Very cool.
Which we pretty much expected anyways, yeah. But you know, he's doing great. Casey Musgraves was doing a little moonlighting over the weekend instead of being the mega superstar that Casey Musgraves is, an amazing human being. She was serving snow cones out of like a snow cone truck.
Oh, nice. All right.
Last week she shared a selfie with the caption, "Any snow cone stands hiring right now?" And apparently the answer was yes, because Nashville's blue monkey shaved ice truck slid into her DMs. And she actually went and hung out and like gave out free snow cones
to
fans.
That's impressive.
Yeah, so of course people came out in droves to meet Casey. The line stretching down the street. She says it's been a lifelong dream, just because, like, you know, a free snow cone will make pretty much anybody happy. And Casey Musgraves is all about making sure that you feel good and happiness and all those rainbows and butterflies, of course. So
nice.
It makes sense that she absolutely wanted to hand out some joy to people on the streets. Just 1 week after releasing the tune Fill Them Boots, Chris Lane is following it up with another song called Summer Job Money. Here's a little sneak peek.
17 me would probably blow all of this summer job money.
Yes, Chris Lane said, quote, "This song came in and I listened to it for the first time and knew I wanted to record it." He wanted a nice summertime kind of throwback song. So.
Yeah.
And then also new music. Maddie and Tay recently released the new song, Woman You Got, which Maddie tells People that it was easy to write just because this is one of the most biographical songs that they've written. And here's a sneak preview of that. So you may recognize the song just because it came out a little while ago, but seriously, it is a bop. I'm so excited to have Maddie and Tay.
That'll be super popular.
Back on the radio for sure.
And we'll get them and Mitchell Tenpenny down with us at Country Stampede.
Yes, and speaking of Mitchell Tenpenny, he's got a new song too, and I think we should just listen to the full thing.
I agree.
Mm. Let's do the new music today. From Mitchell Tenpenny to Us It Did. With the Nitty Gritty from Music City, I'm Coriel on Kix 96.9.
It didn't really take 100 years to get to 21. It didn't take a whole case of beer to have a little fun. And if I don't need gasoline and a black cat to get lit, no. But to us it did. That first kiss didn't really get you higher than the moon. And taking hits off cigarettes didn't really make you cool. That first check from that first job don't really make you rich. It did.
ran around, ain't supposed to feel that big.
We're all about the hard-hitting content.
Honestly, this is a big debate, though.
It really flared up.
It is. It's a big debate. I mean, the way that you fold your towel.
Who would have thought this would have been for almost 15,000 people reached?
Yes. The way that you fold your towel, it now looks like it says a lot about you.
So,
because of the comments,
we found this just in surfing around, and was a question that was brought up called "Okay, serious debate: 1, 2, or 3 on how you fold your towels."
Yeah, so it's easier if you just look for it right on Facebook KX969. But essentially, it goes from like flat and wider as number one,
right,
to like a little
trifold.
Taller.
That's a
trifold for
that's
the
a
two.
Trifold.
Oh, wait, number one is.
No, number two is a trifold. Number two, that's what I do.
Number two is a trifold that's a little less wide and a little taller. And the number three is the actual, like, you just
fold
roll it up
roll.
Like a canvas roll,
yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
See, I'm a number three.
Which,
but we've
why?
Got, because we have so many towels and they're really deep shelves.
Okay.
And I guess maybe I'm lazy. I used to fold towels the number two way, I suppose.
The trifold?
I think so, but I can't really figure that out. Maybe it's a number one.
Because the trifold, you fold it once, and you fold it again, and then you go one side in, and then.
Okay, no, then I did not do number two. I did number one then.
You did number
then,
one.
The number two is, I don't.
Number
which
one
is
and number three
me.
Are lazy, in my
well,
opinion.
Number two got just about the most interaction, I think.
Right?
That's what it looks like.
It's the only way to do it.
Katie commented, she said, number two, and if it gets folded another way, we're going to have a come to meet Jesus meeting.
Chelsea says, number two is the only way, unless you're a barbarian or something.
Yeah, barbarian or something. Johnson commented, number four, which is not an option, obviously. Leave it in the laundry basket. A lot of people said that they would refold if you do it a different way.
If you do it improperly?
If it's not number two from the picture,
right,
they will refold. And it'll be an
issue. Oh, interesting. Okay.
It'll be an issue.
Okay, this is another sidebar. We could bring this up, too. When it comes to folding and putting away laundry, do you do it differently than Jackson?
Yes, I do.
Do you go back and correct anything?
Yes, I do.
You do?
And same with the dishwasher.
Oh, really?
Yes.
I know. Well, we've heard that from Husker Nick before. Anytime he's tried to do dishes, he
gets
corrected.
Well, not always,
corrected.
But sometimes, like, if I catch it before he starts it, I will rearrange.
Oh,
And he gets on me about different stuff, but we kind of have this trade-off where I primarily do the laundry and he primarily does the dishes just because we both like those specific things. So why
right.
Why be forced to do something you really don't do well?
Yeah, no, that makes sense.
But no, so back to the laundry thing. The towels, I never thought that this would be such a debate. But like even when I was rolling them up the other day, like right. I'm pretty sure Jackson just kind of looked at me kind of funny.
Did it make you question yourself?
Well, then I thought, yeah. Then I was like, is this wrong? I guess. I don't know. And then I saw that debate go around. I'm like, okay, so clearly this is a thing.
Yeah.
Jamie is amazing, though. She commented. She said, it depends on the cupboard space. In our previous home, it was open shelving and the rolled looked nicer. In this house, it's closed closet, so we do number one. Also, depends if husband is helping, then all three are acceptable, which I think is aww, very fair to say. If the person who doesn't typically do the laundry is
right,
trying to jump in and help, you just take what you can
that's
get.
That's a nice
that
pat on the top of the head right there.
Yeah, it's like,
aw. Oh, thanks for playing with us,
aww,
buddy. We'll leave it that way for a little while
very
and I'll
nice
fix it later. When
I'll
you're
fix it later when you're sleeping, but that's okay.
So you can be a part of the debate. It's on Facebook, KX969. Let us know if you're one, two, or three when it comes to towels.
If you roll the towels like me, please, I need more threes in here because it's a lot of twos and ones. There are hardly any threes. Yeah, they look like Swiss rolls.
It seems very inefficient.
It doesn't. Well, no, it isn't. It's actually the opposite. It's very efficient because you're just like, foom, 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 foom.
Okay. Well, let us know on Facebook.
That was me rolling the towel. Foom, 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 foom.
That was a good,
thank you. Thank
good
you.
Sound effect. All right. Let us know. Facebook, the Kix Facebook page, KX969. When I
wake up, ooh, wake up.
Kix Mornings with JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
On Lincoln's Kix 96.9.
So Mother's Day is this Sunday. And lots of conversations going on about that. But what makes a great mom?
Yeah, what? When you say, I have the greatest mom in the world.
Why?
Well, yeah, why? And there are some basics, of course. They love you and nurture you and all that good stuff.
Right.
I think what makes a great mom is a mom who already anticipates the fact that you're going to be grumpy when you're sick and will make you your favorite meal.
Yes. They get it.
That's a great mom. Beyond the surface stuff that is very obvious.
Right.
I think already knowing what they're going to make you when you don't feel good.
That's an important factor.
They anticipate your needs.
Right.
They're like, I'm there for you. I got you.
Yeah.
You want a really crummy, fattening dinner that's just like basically 80% butter and the rest is whatever else is in the cupboard?
I can count on that.
I got you.
That's
going to
happen from mom.
Oh, man. And great moms also will tell you like it is. They will at least probably have been in the same boat you've been in some way, shape, or form.
Right.
Whether or not it's about sneaking out or boys or relationship issues with you and your husband fighting about money or something. Moms will tell you straight up if you are in the wrong or this is a normal thing and here's a way that you can handle it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I get that completely.
I guess I know a little. I'm a little more like, not really like the tough love aspect as much for my mom.
Okay.
But more or less the whole. Everybody has feelings. Everybody basically needs to respect each other.
Mm-hmm.
And she gave me such a great foundation for no matter what, we are all the same human being, and we are all going to have emotions.
Right.
So if you react one way, like, it might just be because that person's having a terrible day.
Some sage advice.
You know, I don't know. I guess I kind of took... That kind of goes back to earlier, if you haven't listened or not.
Right.
Make It Right Monday was crazy. And there was a lot of misdirected anger from a woman towards me, which is... It was both entertaining, sure. But, you know, I was...
But you handled it swimmingly.
But it was
crummy.
And it's
probably because of that.
It was crummy. But yes, but obviously there are, people will lash out.
Yeah.
And you just gotta understand that they're human too.
One of the great parts of moms is being there for you and helping you sort that out.
Right, but what makes your mom a great
mom? Yes. We want you to focus in on your mom.
Your mom specifically.
And we're going to have them put up their stuff about moms.
On Facebook, KX969. Okay. And this week leading up to Mother's Day is going to be Mother's Appreciation, of course.
Right.
So the more the merrier. If something pops into your head later on too, comment it again.
Yeah.
What makes your mom specifically the greatest mom?
And feel free to tag them in it too.
World.
As well, we'll be glad to shout them out throughout the week, depending on how many we get.
If she's super great too, and you want to get her hooked up with $1,000,
oh yeah,
you can
too.
Do that at kzkx.com from Kix and AT Thomas Jewelers.
Everything country.
Country is the most relatable music because it comes from the heart.
Everyone can relate to it in some type of way.
I love it.
God, don't take the girl. Johnny's daddy was taking him fishing when he was 8 years old.
But I need that one thing that you got, that one thing. Need
like I said, it's Eric Church's birthday, so we should give away tickets to see Eric Church live. Oh, I cannot wait.
Kix 96.9.
The moment you have been waiting for is finally here.
And Aaron Church tickets going to call number 9.
Shelly.
Yes. Call number 9.
Yes. Oh, awesome Monday.
Nice job, Shelly. You're going to Aaron Church.
Oh my gosh, this has been way too long needing this.
Shelly's got her tickets. And keep listening throughout the week. Eric Church tickets, Kane Brown tickets, all of them are a part of our Kix Country Concert Comeback Tour. So listen for that cue to call and get hooked up. Oh, And celebrate Eric Church today. It's his birthday. So he's turning, 44 today. So happy birthday, Chief. Cannot wait to see you here in Lincoln. Thanks for hanging out with us today. If you missed any of the show, you can catch it up on our podcast at KZKX.com. We had a Make It Right Monday, which was absolutely ridiculous. And just thank you all for your support of Coryell throughout all of what went down. You can find that on our podcast at KZKX.com. And then tomorrow we'll be back with Data Redumpum and JP Makes This Guess and more. Have a great day. Meg's in next with more tickets.